Chachiranandana Jaya 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 Jagannatha Chachiranandana Jaya Jaya Jagannatha Gare Rara Jarana Vandana Tribhuvana Gare Rara Nila Chale Sangha Chakra Gada Padma Dhara Nila Chale Nadiya Nagare Danda Kamandalu Gara Nadiya Nagare Keha Bole Purave Te Ravana Badhila गोलोकेर वैभव लीला प्रकाश करीला श्रीराधार भावे वे गौरावतार श्रीराधार भावे वे हरे कृष्ण नाम मौरा करिला प्रचार हरे कृष्ण नाम गौरा करिला वसुदेव घोष बोले करी जोड़ वसुदेव घोष बोले जय गौर से कृष्णा से जगन्नाथ जय गौर से कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jaya Gauranita, Jaya Gauranita, Gauranita, Jaya Gauranita. Nita Gaura Haribol, 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 Nita Gaura Haribol. Oh, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Nityalila Prabhupada Jaya Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Pai Vrajika Acharya Sutarashita Sri Srimad Vajrana Arvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Sri Sri Radha Shamsundar Ki Sri Krishna Balaramji Ki Sri Sri Gaurnitai Ki Samaveta Bhaktivinda Ki Jai Gaur Pramanandi Om Ajnana Tamirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamasyam Dadati Sapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripasindubhyayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. No mahavadanyaya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya name gauratvise namaha. He krishna karuna sindho dinabandho jagatvate gopesha gopika gandharadha kanta namostute tatta kanchana gaurangirathe vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priyaye Vancha Kalpatarupyascha Kripasindubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya, Jai Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda So this morning we're reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila chapter 19, text number 204 and 205. Traya Chopanishad Vishya Sankhya Yoga Ishta Sattvatai Upagiyamana Mahatmyam Harim Samanyatatmajam Traya Chopanishad Vishya Sankhya Yoga Ishta Sattvatai Upagiyamana Mahatmyam Harim Samanyatatmajam Traya Chopanishad Vishya Sankhya Yoga Ishta Sattvatai Upagiyamana Mahatmyam Harim Samanyatatmajam Traya Chopanishad Vishya Sankhya Yoga Ishta Sattvatai Upagiyamana Mahatmyam Harim Samanyatatmajam Traya Chopanishad Vishya
Sankhya Yoga Ishta Sattvatai
Sankhya Yoga Ishta Sattvatai Upagiyamana Mahatmyam
Harim Samanyatatmajam
Harim Samanyatatmajam Sankhya Yoga Ishta Sattvatai Upagiyamana Mahatmyam
Harim
Samanyatatmajam
Is this Sahamanyatmajam or is this Samanyatmajam?
No, Samanyatatmajam. Yeah, in Bengali the silent A is written as Ha.
So it's supposed to be Sa.
Sa.
Is it Sa?
Sa. Sa. Sa, referring to Mother Yashoda. Amanyata, she considered.
Okay. Little
Maharaji, little commonism. Yeah. Traya Chopanishad Vishya. Sankhya Yoga Ishta Sattvatai Upagiyamana Mahatmyam Harim Samanyatatmajam Any other
thing?
Traya Chopanishad Vishya Sankhya Yoga Ishta Sattvatai Upagiyamana Mahatmyam Harim Samanyatatmajam Thank you. This is what's your name? Traya by followers of the three Vedas who perform great sacrifices like demigod Indra. Cha also, Upanishad Dhi, by the followers of the Upanishad, the most exalted portion of Vedic knowledge as Brahman. Cha also, Sankhya, by the philosophers who analytically study the universe as the Purusha. Yogaihi, by mystic yogis as the Paramatma situated everywhere. Cha and Sattvataihi, by devotees who follow the method of worship mentioned in the Pancharatra and other Vedic literature as Bhagavan. Upagiyamana being sung, Mahatmyam, whose glory Harim, aunt the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sa, mother, see, mother Yashoda. Amanyata, considered Atmajam as her own son, born of her body. I was hearing some of the lectures given by Hindi spoken devotees in India. So many of them may discuss a mistake in the last line, Harim Sa Manyatat Majam. They say Samanyatat Majam. Look, the word very similar, Samanya. Samanya means ordinary. Because Prabhupada translates Mother Yashoda considered her son as an ordinary child. So they found this Samanya is very, very similar to the Samanya. It's not Samanya. The word is Sa Amanyata Atmajam. See, consider her own son. You know, people may take him to be Supreme Personality of God, whatever and whatever, but for Mother Yashoda, Krishna is her son only. Translation. When Mother Yashoda saw,
Say again. He broke the word and made it clear.
Yes. So, when Mother Yashoda saw all the universes within Krishna's mouth, she was astonished for the time being. The Lord is worshipped like Indra and other demigods by the followers of three Vedas who offer him sacrifices. He is worshipped as impersonal Brahma by saintly persons who understand his greatness, although through studying the Upanishads. As a Purusha by the great philosophers who analytically study the universe, as the all-pervading super soul by great yogis. As the Supreme Personality of Godhead by devotees. Nevertheless, Mother Yashoda considered the Lord her own son. The purport by Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki jai. Very short purport. This verse is quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 8, Text Number 45. Those who are spiritually advanced forget Krishna's opulence by the mercy of Yogamaya. For instance, Mother Yashoda considered Krishna an ordinary child. So Srila Prabhupada adds here, and the first line of translation is not included in sloka, but he is connecting the topics. This sloka in Bhagavatam came right after the Krishna saw universal form, I mean the whole universe within his mouth. How that happened is, of course, that happened before also while he was taking Mother Yashoda's breast milk. One day, suddenly, Mother Yashoda could see the whole amazing things within his mouth. But this second time happened again. One day, what did he say? Ekada kridamanasti ramadya gopadaraka, gopavalaka. Krishna midam mridam bhakshitavan iti matre nevedaya. So one day, while they were playing on the courtyard, whatever, Ramadya Gopavalaka, the cowherd boys headed by Balaram, came and complained, Mother Yashoda. What they said, Krishna mridam bhakshitavan. Krishna has eaten dirt. Krishna has eaten dirt. Everybody was saying that. Iti matre nivanti tattas. This is the word they say. Krishna has eaten dirt. And so when Mother Yashoda heard that, she was so astonished. How can he do this? I'm feeding him so nice things every day. And he's going to eat dirt. That's too bad, you know. So Mother Yashoda goes to studying him, holding his ear, and tell me, open your mouth. All of your friends are saying, even Balaram said. Because Krishna was saying, no, they're making plot about, what means. They're trying to just making a false complaint. No, I didn't eat. And then Krishna Krishna says, well, if you don't believe my word, then you can open, I'm right here in front of you, open, you know, look at my mouth. Samaksham pasya, yadi satya girastarhi, samaksham pasya me mukham. If you believe their word, I'm in front of you, look at my mouth. Samaksham pasya me mukham. So in the commentary, the acharyas have been saying, explaining that Krishna said, "Naham bhakshitavan amba." I didn't eat their mother. Naham bhakshitavan. I did not. And while the boys are complaining that Krishna ate her, even though it looks like false untrue, but it is true. Krishna said, "Naham bhakshitavan amba." I didn't eat dirt. That is true. And at the same time, there is another meaning of this. His Holiness Radha Govinda Maharaj explained in his lecture. He said that naham, naha, that the ground is, the bhumi, is called naha in Sanskrit. Another, there's many names. One of the names is naha. Therefore, there's one of the words for shoes that we wear is called upanat. From naha it becomes upanat. Upanaha, upanat, upanat means you. If you walk barefoot, then you're right on the ground. But if you have shoes, then you're just close to ground, above the ground, something like very close to ground, but not on the ground. So that's called upanat. The shoes keeps you above the ground, or very close to the ground. So that's called upanat. So Krishna says, naham means bhakshitava. Naham means the ground. I ate the ground. I ate the dirt. I ate. Naham bhakshitava amba. And then, well, the word is sarve mithya visamsina. They are all liars. So then, sarve amithya, the silent is added there. So it becomes, they are all right. They are all saying, true, I ate dirt. I ate the dirt. And if you don't believe that either, then you can open, you know, I'll open my mouth, you can see. That's why Krishna opened his mouth. And Mother Yashoda can see not only dirt, she could see so many things in it. So here Srila Prabhupada connect the topic here. When Mother Yashoda saw all the universes within Krishna's mouth, she was the astonished for the time being. And so, here, and then Sukadeva Goswami says, and of course, you know, when she was astonished, she thought, oh, maybe I'm in a dream, or maybe I'm haunted by ghosts, or what I'm seeing is my child. And she was going through so many different feelings. At the end, Krishna ordered Yoga Maya and said, well, If she goes on like this, then my lila won't be continued. It will be abstract in my pastimes. So you have to cover it. So she just kind of forgets. The topic here in Chaitanya Charitamrita is that Kevala, was that, when one is situated in Kevala Bhakti, in the topmost Bhakti, like parental love, even though Krishna comes at their child, she didn't, you know, they're like Mother Yashoda and then Nanda Maharaj. They don't think Krishna is God. Krishna as God. They don't really take it. The same thing happened, I think I mentioned that also in the previous class. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was little. He's doing so many mischievous things. Jagannath Mishra chastises him, like the topic that, you know, when Brahman arrived and he tried, you know, Jagannath Mishra gave some food to eat, prepare and eat, because he didn't eat from some, you know, that prepared by someone. So he would prepare by himself and then eat. So it was given. Then when he prepared the food, and then he offered the Lord, you know, Naivedyam Yatam Deyogakti Mechalam, please accept my offering. So it was night time. Lord Chaitanya, Nimai, was sleeping. But then when he prayed, please accept my offering, Nimai comes and gives it. And then he considered great, little child came and contaminated my food. So if this happened three times like that, and Jagannath Misra chastising and this and that, and so many occasions. Then one day somebody comes and said, Jagannath Misra, you don't know who your child is. He's Narayan, he's Param Brahman, Supreme Brahman. You don't understand him. And then you're trying to chastise him, you're trying to control him. You're wrong. Jagannath Misra said, well, whoever he is, I don't care. He's Narayan or whoever, Param Brahman. But right now he's my child. I have to train him. I have to give him proper shiksha, instruction. So that's similarly here, Mother Yashoda. She would not take if anybody would tell her that Krishna is Bhagavan. Don't tell him. He may be Bhagavan or whatever he is, but he's my child. Harim sa manyata atmajam. Traya chopanishad vishta sankhya yogesh sattvatayi. Traya. Traya is trai means three. Three. Even though the Vedas are four, and originally they said that the Veda was one book. And then after that it was divided into three. And then there is another expansion came out, so it became four. But usually in Vedic literature we see trai, that word in Bhagavatam, traina suti gochara. Traina suti gochara. For the common people in Kali Yuga, trai, the three Vedas, are not understandable. Karma sriyasi mudhana sriya evam bhavediha. Therefore, Vyasadeva have compiled Mahabharata and Purana, and of course, Srimad Bhagavatam for the Vaishnavas. So traya, and it's very interesting, trai, the Lord is known as Triadhisha. He's the master, he's the Lord of three, and there are so many threes. Let's say these are three Vedas. Vedasya sarvai ahameva vetyaha, Krishna says. The people who are on the platform of Karma Kanda, for them, the Vedas will not give much benefit. But ultimately they will get is swarga, If they are so much get stuck in the karma kanda, then, by doing this, some punya will, they will obtain. And they go to gatagatam. Evam trai dharma manu prapanna gatagatam kama kama labante. Because they are full of desires and they always want to fulfill their desires by performing the karma kanda process. So by doing that, you will have amount of piety, and that because of the piety you go to heavenly planet. And then after that, that is existed, you will have to come back. Gata gatam gama kama lavante. Krishna said in chapter 8 in Bhagavad Gita, that as long as they are the full of desires, they will have to just make a parikrama going up and down like this. It's like a tire of the car, just go up and down. But if as soon as you are interested in the topic of Krishna, these Vedas are helpful. Vedas sarvai ameva vetya, Krishna says, by all the Vedas I am to be known. The purpose of Vedas is to understand Krishna. Vedasastra kaya samanda avideya prayojana. There is Sambandha, Avideya and Prayojan that we have to learn from out of this Vedic literature. Sambandha is to make connections with the Supreme Lord, and Avideya is what?
Practice.
And then Prayojan is to obtain the goal of life. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Actually, Srila Prabhupada writes the commentary, the purport in Srimad Bhagavatam on this text. He brings out this point, that this sambandha, avideya and prayojana, that that's Vedic literature teaches us. And Prabhupada said prayojana means necessities. And there are many necessities in our life. And then the topmost necessity is prema pumarto maha. You know, there are mainly four necessities that are discussed in Vedic literature. Mainly. Dharma, artha, kama and moksha. And the Prabhupada says that religiosity is the one, economic development is the second, fulfilling desires is third, and fourth is liberation. But this is called Panchama Purusharta, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established. This is called Prema Pumartho Maha. This is the fifth necessity, Prayojana. Prayojana means also purpose, the goal. Kim Prayojana? What is the purpose? Purpose is prema pumartho mahan, so that is what Lord Chaitanya is teaching. And this is basically known to Gaudiya Vaishnava. And other Vaishnava, if you ask, they may not know prema pumartho mahan, but they will say attaining Vaikuntha or something like that. So Traya Chopanishad Vista, Krishna is known Triyadhisha, he is the master of the three. So what are three? He is the master of the three Vedas. He is the master of three Gunas. He is the master of three Shaktis. Sri, Bhu and Nila. Three Gunas are three, what's called, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. Goodness, passion and ignorance. And three Dhamma. Three Dhamma, right? Vrindavan, Dwarka and Mathura. And
three worlds,
of course. Upper, middle and lower.
Bhurbhuvasvaha,
very good, thank you. So in this way he is the master of so many threes. So Triyadhisha. So in this way he is worshipped with so many different trees. This also in Mayavada line, and Shankar followers consider this three prasthana trayi. To obtain liberation, there are three ways. You know what is that? Prasthana trayi.
Naya, Sriti, Smriti. Naya.
Yes.
Sruti.
Naya Pantha, Sruti Pantha, and Smriti Pantha.
Yes.
That is. I think many years ago I asked this question to an Agaraj Prabhu. Yeah. Because I was trying to earn my master degree from Orlando Hindu University, and there was some kind of topic that Prasthana Trayi. So I had to write an essay on Prasthana Trayi. So that was interesting. Yeah. So Sankhya Yoga is the Satvatai. Sankhya Yoga. By Sankhya. So those who are studying Sankhya, they understand Krishna as the super soul, right?
Kapila Shakta Sankhya.
What about the Pratyaksha, Anuman, Aitya?
Pramana Traya.
That's not the Chushta. That's not the ten.
Those are Pramana.
Yeah. Four. We only accept four. What? How is I?
Pratyaksha, Anuman, Pramana, and Sabda. Pratyaksha, Anuman. Anuman.
Anuman.
Shruti.
Huh? Anuman.
Jiva Vishakta Sankhya Yam.
Huh?
It's just that one verse is Shruti. There's a verse in the Bhagavatam. It says Shruti Vishakta Sankhya Yam.
bhuti pratyaksham aityam. Okay, so that Sankhya, Satvatai. So Satvatai means the devotees worshipping the Supreme Personality God as instructed by the Pancharatra and other Bhagavata the books. So in this way, so many different stages of the followers, sadhakas, worship the Lord in so many different ways. But then Mother Yashoda, she thinks this child is mine. It's my son only. You know, I don't care, he's Bhagavan or something. So Harimsa Manyata Atmajasa Amanyata Atmajam. Whoever he is, but he is my child. Amanyata Atmajam. So that, okay, so next is.
You have one more sloka.
Yes, one more sloka. So let's move on to that. Okay, Tammatvatmajam Avyaktam. Martyalingam Adokshajam. Bhupiko Lukale Damna. Bhavandha Prakritam Yatha. Tammatvatmajam Avyaktam. Martyalingam Adokshajam. Bhupiko Lukale Damna. Bhavandha Prakritam Yatha. Tammatvatmajam Avyaktam. Martyalingam Adokshajam. Bhupiko Lukale Damna. Bhavandha Prakritam Yatha. Tammatvatmajam Avyaktam. Martyalingam Adokshajam. Gopiko Lukale Damna. Bhavandha Prakritam Yatha. Mother, do you want to try? Tammatvatmajam Avyaktam. Martyalingam Adokshajam. Gopiko Lukale Damna. Bhavandha Prakritam Yatha. Thank you. Translation. Although Krishna is beyond sense perception and is unmanifest to human beings, he takes up the guise of a human being with a material body. Thus, Mother Yashoda thought him to be her son, and she bound Lord Krishna with a rope to a wooden mortar as if he were an ordinary child. And purport by Srila Prabhupada. This verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 9, text 14, is in reference to Lord Krishna exhibiting himself like an ordinary child before Mother Yashoda. He was playing like a naughty boy, stealing butter and breaking butter pots. Mother Yashoda became disturbed and wanted to bind the Lord to a mortar used for pounding spices. In other words, she considered the Supreme Personality of Godhead an ordinary child. In Bhagavatam, this sloka comes, one more sloka, which explains the Lord in terms of space and time and all that, because this is what this is happening somewhere around where Lord Mother Yashoda. Yeah, of course, it says that Mother Yashoda tied up Krishna. Gopika Ulukale Damna Babandha. Mother Yashoda tied him up with the motor. So how he could be tied up? That was a great discussion. So many acharyas have been commented on that topic. They comment the whole chapter and the whole Bhagavatam. But then there's a certain idea they put out. Na chantarna bahiryasya na purvam na pichaparam. The Lord, as it mentioned there, na chantarna bahiryasya, he does not have any inner, interior, exterior. Because he is expanded everywhere. He is sarva vyapaka, vibhu. Na purvam na pichaparam, there is no forward, no backward for him. He is always there. Na chantarna bahiryasya, na purvam na pichaparam. Purvaparo bahiryatya jagatoyo jagatchaya. There is nothing that is forward and backward, no inside, no outside. He is the world himself. Harireva jagat jagadeva hari. The Lord Hari is the world himself. And jagadeva hari. And in case you can see, and the Lord itself is in the form of Lord, you know, as Virat Purusha. So, tammatva, therefore, that's such a transcendental feature. Mother Yashoda, considering my child, she tried to bind. But how? How she could bind? Not possible. Because everything comes from Krishna. Everything is coming out of Krishna. Everything is product of Krishna. And so, what comes out, the example given was that the rays of the fire or the spark of the fire cannot burn the fire. Right? The spark of the fire cannot burn the fire. So similarly, the robe is a product of this material world that is coming from Krishna. How is that the robe is able to bind Krishna? No, he is immeasurable. He is ananta. He is pervaded everywhere. How that rope can bind? You know, how that rope is able to bind? No, and you know, how Mother Yashoda, and considering such a transcendental feature, the Parabrahma Purushottam Bhagavan, is trying to bind. How is it possible? It's not possible. It's beyond our understanding. Beyond our material senses. So Vaishnava Tosanitika Sanatana Goswami writes that Achintya Khalu Ye Bhava Natanstarkena Yojaye. Whenever you don't understand something, it's beyond your sense perception, that is called transcendental, and then you can't really understand that by arguments. So, natansarkena yoje, prakritibhya param yastu tad achintya se lakshana. What is achintya? What is inconceivable? That which is beyond the material nature. And we are habituated within this material world, and we try to understand according to the perception here within this material world. But the Lord is beyond this material world. Prakritibhya param, therefore He is inconceivable. So no argument can work. So, only in conclusion, Srila Prabhupada writes in Bhagavatam, in the commentary, the conclusion is that Krishna, Mother Yashoda was able to bind Krishna with that robe due to her
affection,
extreme affection to Krishna, extreme affection to Krishna. Sneha Pasam. Okay. And Bilamangal Thakur writes that Tum Bhakti Damnasi Maya Niruddha Nibadha. Right? You are difficult to bind, but I have bound you with the rope of devotion, with the rope of the devotional service. Tum Bhakti Damnasi Maya Niruddha. You can be bound only by the rope of devotion. Nothing else can bind you. In Hastinapur, when Krishna came as Krishna came as the messenger of Pandava, bringing a peace. And he lectured, he gave right instructions how peace can be made between Kaurava and Pandava. But Duryodhana and Yudhishthira, so they heard and they just let it go. You know, they couldn't take it, they can't accept it. So, Chuchyagre Nevarat Dasyami Vinayudhena Keshava. He announced. What to speak of, when Krishna was asking, if you can't give the kingdom, give them just five villages, the five people, you know, they can maintain themselves, they can do, they can progress from there. He said, what? One village, forget about one village. I will not give you that amount of land which you can put in front, on top of the needle. Not even that, without fighting. Now is the time to fight. If they will win, they have it everything. If they lose, then they lost. Finish. And that decided, okay, now is the time to fight. Fighting is inevitable. So as Krishna was leaving the meeting, the assembly, Duryodhana said, well, yeah, since you are a guest, you came here as a messenger, so you are our guest, I have nice food for you prepared, you know. Nice food is prepared for you, my mother, you know, she's, you know, for many years they've been doing this nice seva, especially for today, for you. So please come, have dinner with us, have lunch with us. Krishna said, no, I can't take you. You know these two words he said, that two conditions? That is, I can eat if I am hungry, or if the person who is feeding has affection of me. And I am not hungry today, and you have no affection for me, so I can eat. So Duryodhana immediately he got angry, and he ordered his army, bind him up, bind him up. Krishna standing there. Okay, you want to bind me? Okay, try it. Because he doesn't have affection, how can he bind him? And Krishna is there. And Krishna showed the universal form there. So it's not possible. Anybody can try to bind him. Anybody try to kill him. Even Kamsa, Shishupala, so many of these people, not the Bhakra, so many. They always try to kill him. Who can kill him? He'd be on time and he's beyond the limitation. There's nothing that can harm him. Only bhaktya mam abhijanati, bhaktya aham ekaya grahya, right? Bhagavatam says. Ekaya bhaktya aham grahya. I can be captured by only devotional service, by only devotion. So therefore, Mother Yashoda is in the topmost perfectional stage of her parental love for Krishna. Therefore, she is able to bind. Otherwise, no, not possible. I mean, there are more things coming up, because there are Tadapi Dyangulam Nyunam, the two fingers short, that will be discussed in the next classes. So for now, at least we know that because of the extreme affection to Krishna, Yashoda is able to bind for Krishna. Nobody else can do. So that is. These are the two thoughts on these two verses today. I will stop here. Any questions, comments?
What's that? No, one verse is that the Charanashtam?
Yes. Sauraganya section. Sambhakti Dhamna Shinaya Nibaddha.
So, the verse says that one is fortunate to be covered by yoga maya, so that he doesn't understand the supremacy of the Lord. Mm-hmm. But what about, is there the possibility of committing offense if you don't know the supremacy of the Lord. I mean, you know, like when Arjuna was saying, oh my Lord, forgive me for I have offended you in so many ways. I call you this, that, you know, all kind of things. Really. So, can you?
I'm confused. What was your question?
He wants to know.
So if you didn't answer, sugar comes.
Okay.
Is that offense when Arjuna was acting, hey Krishna, hey Sakriti, what is that? Krishna was, Arjuna was accepting Krishna as his friend.
He's saying it's not offense, but maybe not.
No, it is not, because they're in the Sakya, you know, friendship. Fraternity. Because Arjuna, when Krishna saw universal form, Arjuna, when he saw this, and then he, I made a mistake. I have been thinking he is my friend, but he's Lord. That happened, Sambrahma. What is that, Sambrahma? There are two things mentioned in just the previous lessons. Because Sambrahma, we get, as soon as they see the Krishna, you know, something more than what I thought, they become afraid, and therefore Arjuna says, Sakheti Matva Prasavam Yaduktam. I made a mistake, I have offended you, please forgive me. But Krishna is not, because they are friends, you know. And similarly, when...
Read the verse back to the
I don't think Krishna is offended when it's started by his spine on his shoulders.
What are they talking about?
No, the cowherd boys are not. I mean, Krishna isn't offended when the cowherd boys climb on his shoulders.
No, Krishna wanted that kind of friendship. He's been always on the top. And Krishna wanted that somebody could be on my top. So that was his rasa there. So he was releasing that kind of rasa. You know, somebody's, you know, I have to carry someone. Somebody's on my back. You know, somebody is chastising me. You know, he wants that kind of rasa. So and proper personality is getting into that relationship.
So I wanted to ask, is it accepted by the acharyas that Krishna ate some dirt? That Krishna ate dirt.
Yeah.
Is it accepted by the acharyas?
They say that Krishna has spoken right. I mean, he's spoken.
Sometimes right. Krishna doesn't speak right now, and like, but. Earth. Okay. Yeah, because I had some evidence before that they sell the prasadam at Ramandagat. They sell the little balls of prasadam of the earth that Krishna ate.
And another bhava, they say, bhava, feeling. Another feeling on that is that Krishna didn't eat the dirt. And Krishna didn't eat just ordinary dirt. He was just tasting the dust of lotus feet of the devotees. In the Brajabasi, because everybody is glorifying Charana Raja, right? Raja. So if Krishna just tasted the Brajaraja, how does it, you know, how it tastes like, you know, the devotees, they wash the feet of the saintly devotees and then drink the Charanamrita, all that. Let me see how that takes place. So Krishna just took the Brajaraja. You're not there. He's not there.
Then Raghava Pandit's sister, Damayanti, she cooked, she made sweet balls with Ganga dirt like that. Is that still going on? Anything? You heard anything?
That I
didn't. Damayanti, she made sweets with the dirt from the Ganges. She filtered it and made it dirt. They still eat someplace?
Yeah, in the village, I saw.
Yeah?
I
yeah?
Ganges dirt, all this river, not like a dirty dirt.
Is they add sugar dirt.
Is it nutrition? Nutritional?
Okay. So Teddy, when you were saying something?
I have one point. You have to make it clear on the microphone.
Because you have given a very nice class about, also you concluded with Mother Yashoda's affection allows. But actually Bhart says little more than that. He says Drishta Parishramam.
Yeah.
Drishta Parishramam. I may have an intention, I love Prabhupada, but I don't do anything.
Right.
That is not going to advance. Mm. Mother Yashoda did not bind him just because she has affection. She is also trying, working hard.
Yeah,
it says Kripaya Bhu Sabandhane. Yeah, Kripaya Sabandhane. So I love Prabhupada because it's a common thing within us. We love Prabhupada.
Yeah.
But I don't do anything for Ishkan or preaching. That is not really solid.
Yes.
In other words, Jiva Goswami gave a commentary on Annavilasita Sunnam. He said, Anukalyasya Sankalpa, Anukalyana, this Anukalyana favorable has a two divisions. Abhyapti, ativyapti. Overextended or underextended. But then there is a Annavilasita Sunnam, Gyana Karmadhyana Vritam, Anukalyana Krishna, Anushilanam. This Anushilanam, it's a intention and action, both. I may have a good intention. I love Krishna, I love Prabhupada, but I don't do anything for that. That is not pure love. So Mother Yashoda did both. That's why she is capable of finding.
Yeah. So this was discussed in the among the devotees that the Parishrama, your effort and mercy.
Yeah. So
that makes it successful.
Two together.
I think I heard where in Sri Vaishnava or somewhere they only accept one part. Madhva. So that is you make effort or you just wait for Kripa. So these two things make together successful Kripaya. Your effort and your expectation of mercy. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Maybe the class needs more Spanish.
Yeah, go ahead if you want to say something. Okay.